God damn. That's gonna be one for everybody. And I was addicted to this place, my home, the upper unit, 572 San Jose Avenue, where I lived with my family for 43 years.
Wow.
Since 1965 to 2007. And that I fought with this really man for 14 years. From the beginning, he tried to evict me with the law. There was a loophole in the law that allowed the landlords to come here. He came when the lower unit was empty, and he remodeled. He moved in, and then he was waiting for 6 months to evict me because that was the loophole. If the landlord wanted to move in and live for 6 months, he could evict me. But thanks to Ted Garlingson and all the people in the tenant union, all the city, we passed Proposition I. And it was a great victory. And the landlord moved out, and I stayed in. But he did not stop there. He tried to evict me again, trying to tell me that I did not pay my annual rent increases. And so I had to demonstrate with all my doctors that I have paid all my rental rent increases. It's not a big because he wanted me to increase the rent to $500 more.
Yes.
And so you see, it was a struggle. And then he went to the rent control board and used another huge loophole, which is called the comparable. You compare my building to other buildings in the neighborhood, and they concluded that the amount of money that I was paying was not. I used to pay $80 a month here, $80 a month in 1965. How did it happen that now in this building you should $2,000 a month? It's incredible. This is a cost. Or that we have a loophole in the system, which is the vacancy control is not control. The vacancy control is but to evict people, because whenever a tenant moves out, whenever a tenant moves out or is evicted, the landlord can increase the rent as much as he wants. Where in the world is a business where you can say, well, now I want $200 more, $500 more, because I say so. And the city keeps quiet. Nobody does anything. But lastly, now I have I was a victim with the Ellis Act, the cruelest law that allows the landlord to evict passed in 1982, and it was for the senior citizens to quit the rental business. What happened? The bad landlords, the speculators, jumped in, and guess how many people, how many families have been evicted from Los Angeles? They left more than 11,000, and how many in San Francisco? More than 3,000 families were evicted with the Ellis Act. How long are we going to wait until we abolish these abusive laws?
Yeah!
One thing. I was evicted illegally, because you know the Ellis Act that requires that all the units in the building have to be evicted. I mean, it has to be. All the units in the building have to be reported. If you do not withdraw all the units in the building, you cannot evict the tenant. What happened here is that landlord was planning to build here a condominium. And I won five courts. And he could not evict me with the laws of it. When that happened, five courts, then he tried the Ellis Act, but when he reported when he was planning the condominium, there was going to be another unit on the third floor, and inside it, the project was canceled, and the 574 number was canceled. Look what we have here, 574, that's an illegal number, that's how they elected me, and we went all through the courts, all over all the courts, and they told me, oh, sorry, you lose. Why? And now, the last thing I want to say is, now I am at the Building Inspection Commission telling them that they have to straighten out this number. It was a violation of the housing code. And I want them to change that number from 574 to what number? 572A. That was the real number. And they have delayed me. Justice delayed is justice denied. They have delayed me for 1 year and 3 months. And they still did not come with a decision. How long can we wait? I want all of you here to listen to me. And remember, I need your help. All of you, when Dad and I notify you, I want you to be at the Building Inspection Commission meetings, which happens on the third Wednesday of each month at 9 a.m. or when we say the time. And it will be in room 400 at City Hall. So I remember this. This is historic. If we recover my home, it will be a victory, not only for me, for all of you, that we are not going to deserve. We are not going to accept any more garbage, because we are human beings. We have to treat fairly. Along, please help me. In the name of God, Jehovah God, Jesus Christ. Amen.
Yeah.